listening to the Rick Peterson Podcast. Hear the show live, weekdays noon to 1 on CJAD 800.
Encouraging others to leave Quebec is where we'll go now with Yannick Letalian, co-owner and director of QuitteLeQuebec.com. There it is, right there on the World Wide Web. Yannick, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Pleased to, thanks for having me here.
All right, and you're where? In Hong Kong?
That is correct.
Why are you in Hong Kong?
Long story, the Colesnold versions is really that I fell in love with the place and decided to move here.
All right. Now, did you leave Quebec because you didn't like it here anymore, or are you just a man of adventure?
I would say it's a little bit of both, actually. My former significant other was from Hong Kong, but she actually lived in Toronto. So I left La Belle Province not originally for Hong Kong, but I did live in TO for 9 years.
All right. So you offer this website to help people relocate outside of the province. How do you help?
Basically, what we do is we get tons of inquiries, visas for the states, and do bear in mind that right now Quitter le Québec is a French website. So we get a lot of inquiries as in, what kind of jobs can you get in Alberta? You know, how much, let's say, and I'm just throwing them at random here. What's the rent like in, you know, northern Vancouver? You know, how much do I need to relocate, let's say, to Fort McMurray? Tax-wise, there's just a slew of questions. So far, with all the inquiries, all the questions and that we've received, I can tell you for a fact there are some reoccurring ones. For example, U.S. visas and so on, but no two are really the same.
Has there been a spike in inquiries since this last election?
Oh my God, a spike would be an understatement.
Really?
On election night, our stats actually went right through the roof. It's not even funny. I mean, I just recall we actually had, the website was actually slowed down because so many people were just inquiring about, you know, how do we leave and so on. And one thing I do need to stress is we actually preach to the choir. I mean, we're not going to be going, you know, we're not encouraging anybody to leave. Obviously, you want to find someplace where you're happy. You want to find someplace where you're actually encouraged to do whichever you want. And if living in Quebec is what you want to do, then that's all fine. If you do want to leave, we're here.
And these are French-speaking Quebecers.
That is correct.
Amazing. So how difficult is it to relocate in a place like, say, Hong Kong?
Well, I mean, on my side of things, Hong Kong, in terms of English and Chinese, could very much compare to Montreal. I mean, if you're an English speaker in Montreal, you can get by. The same goes for Hong Kong, obviously, due to the, you know, former British past and everything. So it's very much the same situation.
And those seeking to move to the U.S. That have been inquiring, is it easy to make that move?
All depending on your situation. I mean, if you're a degree holder, if you've got one of those professions that, you know, is highly prized, for example, if you're a nurse, if you're a programmer, if you've got, you know, this sort of background and everything, well, you know, you can pretty much go and sell your trade anywhere in the world, including not just the U.S., but Hong Kong and other countries as well.
Yannick Letalian is the co-owner and director of QuitteLeQuebec.com, and where you can get help should you be deciding to leave this province. What about out west? What about the rents in Alberta and stuff? Is it that much different?
From what I understand, it's pretty much, I would say, not to say a constant. I mean, you do have places like Fort McMurray, which are basically oil county, and where things are higher. One thing that did amaze us is, through our research, to find out that a town like Iqaluit in Nunavut actually has the most millionaires in that actual city. You know, so a ton of little facts, bits and pieces here. I could talk probably till 5 p.m., 5 a.m. my time.
No. We don't want to do that.
One thing I do want to, actually, if you'll give me just a few seconds, one thing I do want to, you guys are the first Anglophone radio station that has interviewed us. So I might as well give you the scoop, actually. Early January, we'll be coming out with an English version of the website.
You know, there may be an awful lot of Anglophones very interested in that, if we can go by some of the texts and the calls we've been getting since the election. What is the what is the destination of choice for Quebecers, then, if there's one that's more popular than others?
I would say out west.
It is, I still
would say out west because, force of things, I mean, you don't need an extra visa. Whether you go to the States or whether you go out west, the language barrier is going to be a problem. I mean, unless you're fluent, and unless you can actually manage with the language, obviously some of us have more ease to do that than others. You know, if, for example, you've got, secondary five, I'm just, you know, throwing out an example there, you're going to be looking for construction jobs, stuff like that. Whereas if you've got, like I said, a degree hold, I mean, the process to crossing the border and actually finding work in the States takes about 15 minutes and is about like $55, $56 U.S. It's called the TN visa. If you have the trade, if you find yourself a job, like I said, it's just a really quick process at the border. But like I said, it really depends on what your trade is, and obviously where you want to go and live. I mean, not everybody wants to go and live in the States.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to go live out west. So we All have right. people that are living in Norway. We have people that are living in Cameroon. We've got people living in Hong Kong, Australia. We're pretty widespread, actually.
All right. Well, obviously. And Yannick, thank you very much.
Been a pleasure.
Yannick Letellier is co-owner and director of quittelequebec.com, English website coming soon, should you be feeling the urge to leave Quebec.
Listen to the Rick Peterson Show live weekdays noon to 1 on CJAD 800 and at CJAD.com.